Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Gator, we did the blitz thingy, and because of the blitz thingy and one of the questions about Europe and expansion and all that had me going back. I'm like, didn't I do a bold ass prediction about European expansion and the league announcing expansion? So I went and I opened up the NFL bold ass prediction file that we had, and I couldn't find that. And I think I predicted it in, actually, I think I predicted it in a blitz thingy, but I did find something amazing. Cause I was scrolling through one of our listeners' bold ass prediction for the NFL season. It was actually for the Lions season. He predicted Jared Goff will throw out the first pitch of the ALDS in Detroit. Now, to be fair, this is back late August, early September. So the Tigers had started to turn it around. It's pretty damn good bold ass prediction.
I know it's a Lions bold ass prediction that works into the Tigers.
Well done, Scott. In the meantime.
That's right. Well, I can repeat what you say.
No, it was a listener named Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to go over our Tiger bold ass predictions?
Kinda.
Okay. Here are my bold ass predictions. So this goes back before opening day. Bold ass prediction one, Jackson Jobe will win 7 games for the Tigers this year.
No, but he's on the playoff roster.
Javi Baez won't be a Tiger by the All-Star break.
It wasn't long after that they shut him down for the year.
And my third bold ass prediction was the Detroit Lions first round pick. Wide receiver Rome Odunze will throw out the first pitch in a game versus Kansas City on April 27th. Gators bold ass predictions. Casey Mize will finish with 15 wins this season at an ERA south of 3.7.
Well, I want to check that ERA, but I don't think it's there. Right? Yeah.
Yep. Gators' second bold ass prediction for the season was the Tigers will enter May with at least 17 wins. Do you know how many wins they entered May with?
I'm about to find out.
I'll tell you. Okay. I know.
Yeah.
It was 17.
Yes.
Well done. And then this one. We will all owe Jack Flaherty an apology before April is done, but he will level out before the All-Star game.
Well, he didn't level out.
No.
But we did all owe him an apology, and they were able to trade him, and he was great.
All right. So here are some of the others. Kang gave one bold-ass prediction. Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
Kang predicted that the Tigers will finish top 5 in the major leagues in rotation ERA. Now, if you just go by ERA, not rotation ERA, because I'm not sure the Tigers have a rotation.
Yeah, chaos, right?
Yeah, the Tigers had the third best ERA in Major League Baseball, 3.61. Well done. Well done.
Nice job.
Never a doubt.
Okay, there's a lot of torque. 40 home runs.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, my God. A lot of people thought he'd hit 40. So some of these are closer, came very close or actually happened. TT in Brooklyn. My bold-ass prediction for the Tigers season is that Tarek Skubal will be the All-Star Game starter for the American League. Came very close to happening.
Should have.
Brian Thomas sent us the following. Skubal wins the Cy Young. The Tigers win 95 games. Oh, well, he's probably going to win the Cy Young. Kenton White Lake predicted AJ Hinch will win AL Manager of the Year.
He should. If he's not,
that should definitely happen.
Something's just wrong.
From Mo Money. Mo Money's bold ass prediction: Doug and Scott will have Jeff Greenberg in studio to play. Are you going to eat that with Javi's contract? I highlighted that one because it's funny.
That is funny.
AK in Detroit, bold ass prediction: Tigers make the playoffs and win at least a series. Look at that.
There it is.
Connor in Lincoln Park predicted that Tarek Skubal will have 200 innings pitched, 225 strikeouts, 18 wins, and top 2 in American League Cy Young.
Okay, so let's go through this again. He said
200 innings pitched.
He had 192, so no there.
225 strikeouts.
He had 228.
18 wins.
He had 18 wins.
And would finish top 2 in Cy Young.
Well, he's going to win the Cy Young.
That's pretty damn good. I got to give it.
That's well played.
Connor in Lincoln Park before the season started.
8 innings, was it?
8 innings, yeah. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice job.
And 3 strikeouts.
No, he was over. Yeah, he was over in strikeouts.
He predicted 225. Skubal had 228.
No, you're right. You had the perfect standard. Yeah. He said 18 wins. Right.
He said 18 wins. We're giving credit for being perfect.
I take back the sounder.
Not a very good prediction. No, actually, that is one of the best bold-ass predictions we've ever gotten. Well done. 248-539-9797.
This team.
This team. I know, right?
This team. But from 66 to 77 to 86 wins in a three-year span. In the playoffs, win the first series. They sweep Houston on the road. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. At Houston. Oh, but Houston was 4-2 against the Tigers in the regular season. Yeah, and they hadn't played them in months. This is a different Tiger team that you're seeing now than what was there in May. Totally different team.
So, and they'd been to 7 consecutive American League championship series.
Oh, the
Houston Astros? Astros had. Oh. And the Tigers bring that to an end. Houston also had won, I think it was 47 consecutive games when they led going into the 8th inning.
Yeah, that's right.
48 straight wins, sorry. Mm. And Andy Ibañez, I mean, he fell behind 0-2 quickly. He went up there hacking.
Dude, yes, he did. He did. And I'm like, but he was catching, at least he was fouling off the fastball.
Well, didn't he hit a Gary Sheffield prodigious foul ball? One of them was like, that ball is not going to land. Because Gary Sheffield used to hit foul balls that looked like they were going to hit Ford Field.
Yeah, he hit like 500-foot foul balls.
Yeah.
He swung so hard at the ball.
Yep.
What the Tigers did last night, they emasculated the Astros bullpen. Astros throw out two guys that are unbelievable at the back end of ball games. One guy was their closer and had a history of in Presley of being outstanding in the postseason. But then they signed Josh Hader, give him a big contract, you know, over $100 million contract or whatever it was, to be the closer. Mm-hmm. He comes in. And the Tigers like, yeah, we saw it the other day too. I'm not impressed. Boom! Love it. And off they go. Get to go play golf now, Houston.
Well, look, I mean, it was when Houston relied on their strength and like put their guys in position to succeed, they did not. AJ Hinch, his team has rewarded him. He keeps parading out Hanifee. Doesn't matter. Herder, doesn't matter. Gundog millionaire.
Doesn't matter.
Staring down the barrel of a gunny, and he's getting the job done. Guns N' Roses. Shotgun. Shotgun.
Here we go.
Sean freaking Gunther. Let's go. I mean, our guys are doing what Hinch has asked them to do.
Will effing vest.
I'm not even sure. He's so dominant right now, and the call to close the game with him. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Foley pitched the other day, and
so did Vest.
Well, right, but Vest only threw like 5 pitches or something, right?
No, he struck out. Didn't he?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he struck out the side.
Yeah, he was. I think he threw. I mean, I'm pretty sure he threw more pitches than Foley. Vest threw 24 pitches. Foley threw 17. He came back the next day and went to Vest again. And Vest blew him away in the 9th.
That's what you do.
But, I mean, there were so many things that encapsulate what this Tiger season has been all about. Like a catch by Parker Meadows up against the wall. It wasn't nearly as dramatic. But anybody who
was
watching.
Well.
And it was, yeah, he was up against the wall. He didn't have to jump that high. And he wasn't pulling anything back. But anybody that's watched Parker Meadows patrol center field, I think we all knew he was going to catch that ball.
You go back to game one, there was a ball, I think it was Bregman hit a ball, and it was like 5 feet shy of being a home run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a home run in every ballpark, I think. But Houston's got the high wall there,
yeah.
And fortunately for the Tigers, it bounces off the wall, and the damage is limited. They caught some breaks, but they make their own luck too. And the grit and determination, they pick off, you know, the Lions' attitude, seemingly, in a way. Like, I don't want to cheapen it to say it's not their own, but it's like they have this, there's similar DNA with what the Lions do and what the Tigers do. And it starts with the manager and the coach. And the team basically is what the manager and the coach are. The Lions, they embody what Dan Campbell is, and the Tigers do the same thing with AJ Hinch. They're gritty. They're determined. They don't give up. They'll bite a kneecap.
Oh, they're biting kneecaps.
They'll take a hunk here. I mean, this is just, they'll drag it into the deep water. Whatever you want to use from Campbell, works with the Tigers because they just don't care. They're completely unafraid. They're led by Tarek Skubal. When your number one guy goes out there and says, I don't care. I am unaffected by this whole situation. Yeah, my first playoff game. So, strike. What did he throw? Like 13 of his first 14 pitches were strikes in game one? I mean, this guy sets the tone, and the rest of the team just like, yep, yeah, I'll follow that guy. He's awesome. And this team is just chock full of players that have bought in, and that's why you win games.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls next. We got somebody on hold who says he was there and says he actually saw the baseball land.
Oh!
We've got one eyewitness. We're not doubting that it did.
No, it's just
amazing that anybody who watched on TV, we've never seen a Bonilla's bases clearing double, the ball land.